From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Senate Republicans succeeded in blocking a bill to kickstart debate on the financial regulatory overhaul. NPR's Audie Cornish reports that work on the measure continues.
White House officials say in the end they expect bipartisan support for the legislation, but for now, Republican leaders were successful in keeping their caucus of 41 together in blocking the start of debate. In addition, Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson also voted against the motion. Meanwhile, lawmakers on the Banking Committee say they continue to work for a bipartisan agreement. Differences remain on how much rule-writing power to give a proposed Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which would watch over abuses in mortgages and other lending, and a proposal that prevents banks from using their own accounts to engage in risky trading. The financial regulatory overhaul seeks to prevent the Wall Street meltdown that led to taxpayer finance bailouts in 2008. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The head of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, goes before Congress Tuesday for what is expected to be some difficult questioning over allegations that the firm engaged in a scheme to profit from the housing meltdown. Democrat Carl Levins heads the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations looking into the Goldman activities.
They've misled the country, I believe, and they were not fair to their customers.
The government has accused Goldman of civil fraud, saying it sold mortgage securities without telling buyers that a hedge fund client that helped craft the securities was betting on them to fail. Officials point to emails and other Goldman documents obtained during the course of an 18-month investigation. Goldman has denied betting against its clients. NASA has postponed its last scheduled flight by 2 months. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the delay pushes back plans to deliver an instrument that's needed at the International Space Station.
The space shuttle Endeavour was supposed to carry the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer into orbit in late July. The spectrometer is intended to aid in the search for dark matter, mysterious stuff that makes up most of the matter in the universe. But a late change in the large magnet that makes up the core of the instrument means it won't be delivered to the Kennedy Space Center until late summer. So now NASA is aiming to launch the spectrometer in mid-November. That will be the last shuttle flight, bringing to a close a chapter in America's space program that began more than 30 years ago. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
16 food companies are reducing the salt content in their products. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced the so-called Salt Reduction Initiative. He says the agreement covers 65 products from ketchup to rice served at 25 restaurants. The move comes less than a week after the Non-Governmental Institute of Medicine issued a report calling for dramatic salt reductions in the average diet. This is NPR News. Financial markets don't seem to be assured after Greece's request for an almost $60 billion bailout from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. The interest rate on loans to Greece hit a 12-year high on Monday. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels that EU partners are not in a hurry to get their share of the aid to Athens.
Germany has hit the brakes on the EU loan for Greece, envisioned to comprise about two-thirds of the joint package with the IMF. Chancellor Angela Merkel wants her parliament to authorize the German share, but says she won't finalize it until Greece commits to a multi-year budget-cutting plan. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, speaking at an EU foreign ministers' meeting in Luxembourg, explains why Germany won't hurry. If we put money on the table too soon, he says, Greece will not do its homework with hard work and discipline. Meanwhile, Commission President José Manuel Barroso was in France, where he and French President Nicolas Sarkozy issued a joint call for quick action against market speculation targeting Greece, but made no mention of any French commitment to quick action on the loan. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega is heading to France to face money laundering charges. Noriega had been held in a federal prison in Florida, but was placed on a flight to Paris on Monday. He served time in the U.S. for drug trafficking and related charges. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is not too keen on the idea of having National Guard troops deployed as crime fighters in his city. Daley says he realizes the frustration over crime, but says the idea suggested by two state representatives would only be a short-term fix. He and the city's police superintendent are renewing calls for tougher gun control laws. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.